Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Hi, I'm well, Ricky. Thank you very much.
No, that's great. Can I have your zip code so I can look at your account?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Can I have your zip code so I can look at your account, please?
Zip code 33542.
I'm sorry?
33542.
First and last name?
Last name Acker, A-C-K-E-R. First name Helena, H-E-L-E-N-A. That's my mother. I'm calling on her behalf.
Okay. And can you verify address for security purposes, please?
Did you say the address?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Speaking a little too fast.
That's okay. 6229 Eagles Nest Drive, Zephyr Hills, Florida.
Okay. Thanks so much for information as well. One of your accounts to load, just bear with me, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Okay, so I see that you did do the contest entry for the chance to win the free iPad, the free iPhone, the vacuum, the blender, or the KitchenAid. You did also as well pay the $59.89 for the meal plan as well. How may I help you today?
We had called last month to have the subscription canceled and refunded. That was the June 8th purchase. And then we see a charge again on July 7th for the same amount. We do see a reversal on the same day, but the June 8th reversal has not been posted yet. And we want to make sure that we're not charged any longer, that this is supposed to be canceled.
Okay, so the account is completely canceled. That is correct. The charge that you're seeing is placed on is a chargeback, excuse me, meaning that you filed the dispute with your bank. You lost the dispute, so they took the funds back. However, we did go ahead and make sure your account is completely canceled. We won't try to charge you anything else, okay?
Okay, so you're telling me right now the account, there will be no further charges.
And that is correct.
That's... Okay, that was supposed to happen back in June, but we got a charge on July 7th.
Let me read up the notes on the account. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. Okay, I am seeing that you did call in on June the 26th. That is correct. You said the mm-hmm. son called in, you called in to verify the order and that you would speak with your mom and see if she placed the order. Was the order replaced by her? It looks like you never called back in, sir, to verify if she didn't place the order. However, it's not saying that that account was supposed to be canceled or refunded or anything, but I did mm-hmm. just go ahead and make sure that it's canceled now, sir.
Okay. I did call back the next day to cancel the order completely. So I'm not sure why that note is missing there. So the June 8th order should have been refunded also because she never received anything.
I'm sorry, you're saying, okay. So it was a contest entry for a chance to win the free iPad, the free iPhone, the vacuum, the blender, or the KitchenAid.
Uh-huh.
So it was for a chance to win. So if she did actually win, we did actually send it to her.
Okay. So what? Why was she then, the July 7th charge happened?
Because it's a monthly charge, sir. And it wasn't canceled, but it's canceled now.
Okay. But I had canceled that the day after, but that didn't get notated.
Okay. Anytime you call in, regardless of what you're calling about, the system automatically does notate the account. Then that's not that you called
uh-huh.
in. It's not any other information on the account saying that you called in to cancel.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting. All right. So at this point, you have this canceled, and we should not see any further charges
yes,
from
sir.
Your company?
Yes, sir. It was completely
company?
Canceled. That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Do you have an email address on file that you could send a confirmation to?
You'll receive the cancellation next 24 hours. It's Helena, H-E-L-E-N-A, 101-888-AOL.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your help today.
Thanks for calling us support. Enjoy one today.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.